Let your Naam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints. Guru Arjan's Bhajan, Nama Tumarda, Hirdade Vase, page 169. From the Lord, I ask for one donation, that all my desires may be fulfilled, so that I may repeat your Naam. Let your feet reside in my heart, let me have the company of the saints, so that the fire of passions may not spread in my mind, and day and night I may sing your praise. When I have good health, and also when I don't, let me serve God, and in my middle age let me meditate upon him. Nanak says, those who are dyed in the color of God do not take birth and die again. Let your Naam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints.
Nama Tumarda Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. Nama Tumarda Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. Mangora mate ikadana, ramate ikadana. Mangora mate ikadana, ramate ikadana. Sagala manorata purana ove simmaro tumaranama. Sagala manorata purana ove simmaro tumaranama. Nama Tumarda Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. Nama Tumarda Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. Charana Tumarde Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. Charana Tumarde Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. So gagana mahamana navyape atapahara gunagavo. So gagana mahamana navyape atapahara gunagavo. Nama Tumarda Santanaka Sangapavo. Nama Tumarda Hirdadevase Santanaka Sangapavo. Sevasta bevasta harda ki seva madianta prabha japana. Sevasta bevasta harda ki seva madianta prabha japana. Nanakaranga laga parameshara Bharajanamana chapana Nanakaranga lagaparameshara Bharajanamana chapana Namatumara hirdevase Santanaka Sangapavo Namatumara hirdevase Santanaka Sangapavo.
Let your Nam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints. And a reminder that next Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th, there will be a two-day meditation retreat in remembrance of Master Kripal Singh's life. Master Kripal was born February 6, 1894, and left August 21, 1974. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings. There are schedules at the book table. And local initiates, if you want to take meals at the ashram, please let us know. There is a sign-up sheet for that as well at the book table. We will continue in a talk that Master Kripal gave on the occasion of one of Baba Sawan Singh Ji's birthday celebrations. It was in the magazine called Guru Bhakti, A Lesson in Love. So continuing, Master says, we should be the doer of the word and practice it day and night. It is the comforter of which Christ spoke. It helps us in diverse ways when we are helpless in death's trap or in treacherous situations. It materializes in the likeness of the Master to advise and encourage us, no matter where we may be, on the snowy mountaintops, in the burning desert sands, down in the ocean depths, or high up in the sky. And again, when one is in the last moments of one's life, it appears in the radiant form of the Master to escort the soul into the beyond, leads the spirit gradually from plane to plane, as and when he thinks fit, until he conducts you safely to the abode of God. My master used to say that a Satguru, while revealing the Holy Word at the time of initiation, actually reveals his true form, the Shabd Swarup, which always remains with the initiated soul till both merge in Satnam, the primal manifestation of God, who then helps the soul to Agam, the incomprehensible, Alak, the ineffable, and Anam, the nameless, without form and attributes. It is because of this momentous and signal service and sacrifice of an eternal nature that we are advised to cultivate love to one who loves us eternally and befriends us both here and hereafter. Maulana Rumi, speaking of this love, tells us, love is different from sensuality in men, for senses feed upon the object of senses and thrive upon the food we take. Thus we see that love is something sublime and sacred and should not be confused with lust, which is the outcome of base desires and sensual appetites. It is the love of the soul for the oversoul, or of the created being for the creator. How then can we come by love, is the next question. Love neither grows in the field, nor is sold in the market. Even the high and the mighty, who aspire for love, have to pay for it with their head. Love is the zest of life, for we live by the love of the Lord. Guru Amar Das has said, "Accursed is the man whose heart is bereft of love." Love is the light of life in which we live. What does it avail to have a human birth if we know not what love is and do not make the most of it? We must taste the blessings of love and be really blessed. That's the whole purpose of human existence. But what do we do? All the time we are busily engaged in doing things on the plane of duality and are lost not only to God, but also to our own true self, forgetful of our essentially divine nature. Is there no remedy then? The reply is, yes, there is a remedy. The love for a God-man inspires love for God. If you love one who is truth personified, he will surely pass on his infection to you. This is the way to be inspired with the love of the divine. Live in the divinely awakened, and you will live in divinity. Hence the supreme need for cultivating love, the life principle that will abide with you forever and ever. Without love, the mercurial nature of man finds no rest. Tossed in the seas of sense pleasures, we have lost our moorings and are drifting rudderless along the stream of time. Until we find some safe anchorage, a haven of peace, as it is, we are ever a prey to chance winds and storms of life. Every day, we see strife and struggle everywhere. Clashes in households, men set against men, tribe against tribe, and country against country. Why all this confusion? Because of the lack of loving understanding, of loving toleration for the views of others. In spite of our man-made artificial barriers, national, linguistic, religious, and political, are we not members of one great family of man? So long as we do not rise above these petty, racial, and clannish prides and prejudices, which have bogged and clouded our vision, we cannot gain access to the bright sunshine of loving unity and have peace within and without. And this will be possible only when we rest our soul in the causeless cause. Saint Augustine tells us, "Thou hast created my soul, O God, after thee, and it is restless until it rests in thee." During my second world tour, I had an opportunity of meeting national, religious, and political leaders in various countries. And I placed before them the principle of live and let others live. And it had a chastening effect on them. I told them that God had put under their care and protection millions of his children. And if they could not, for one reason or another, take proper and adequate interest in them, they should pass over a part of their burden to others. This line of thought appealed to them, and at one or two places where relations had almost reached the breaking point, better counsels prevailed by divine grace. Love works as a great healing balm in the affairs of the world. In our households, if we could make use of a sweet tongue, we would have paradise on earth. A sword cut may get well in a few days, but the wound caused by a sharp tongue, festers all the while like a running sore. The more one ruminates on the bitter words, the more do they rankle in the mind. The great epic of the Mahabharata war was the outcome of just a few bitter words uttered inadvertently by Draupadi. When the Kauravas visited the queen's palace, at one place the glittering surface of the courtyard looked like ripples of water, and naturally they pulled up their garments. Watching them, Draupadi facetiously remarked that the children of a blind father could not but see things blindly. And the result was a great homicidal war in which the most ancient culture and civilization of India came virtually to an end. This weakness for fault-finding and sarcasm has, unfortunately, become a common feature of the present-day society. We are keenly alive to a mote in others' eyes, but cannot see a beam in our own eyes. We try to be clever in making allusions and speaking in oblique terms. This, in fact, is a very nasty habit, for it deeply hurts others' feelings. I would suggest to you all, old and new initiates, to maintain introspection diaries, and at the close of each day, make a note of all your failings during the day from the path of rectitude, namely truthfulness, purity, straightforwardness, non-injury, selfless service, and the like. In this way, you will know your faults easily and try to eradicate them one by one. It will also enable you unwittingly to cultivate corresponding virtues on all levels, in thought, word, and deed. Ahimsa Parma Dharma, or non-injury, is the highest of virtues. If you have love in your heart for all, you will not then try to deceive any person, for in doing so, you will, in the first instance, be deceiving yourself. Far from this, you will try to be of service to others. Service, you know, comes before self, and it becomes sanctified by being selfless. All these are aids in purifying the mind. And the more the mind gets purified, the more it is fitted to receive the light of truth, and the more you will be able to radiate it in your acts and deeds. I have always insisted on keeping such a diary. In Gurbani it says, "A seer of truth can lead you to truth, and from death can take you to life eternal." This, then, is the purpose of the prayer that the ancients were never tired of repeating again and again. O God, lead me from darkness to light, from untruth to truth, and from death to immortality. And now we have seen how we can make this time-hallowed and time-honored prayer fruitful. Gurbani says, "He who links you with the power of God, take him verily to be God. For who else but God can lead you to God?" This is a profound truth, and you can verify it for yourself when by mighty good fortune you find a God-man, or a God-man picks you up, for we are all engaged in the game of blind man's buff. And a quote, "Satguru himself is doubtlessly the Immaculate One, despite the human garb in which he appears." And again, "God-man is but godlike in spite of the human cloak he wears." In crystal clear words, Maulana Rumi declares, "When you approach a God-man, you approach God. And when you move away from him, you are further from God." Why? Because God-man is a deputy of God himself on the earth plane. When we sit near a living master with a vacant mind, we are filled with his divine vibrations which penetrate through the very pores of our body. This is the sign of his greatness and goodness. It is very rarely that we get a real satsang, that is, by a really God-intoxicated person. If we do get an opportunity, we hardly take full advantage of it. Unless we go to satsang with faith and receptivity, we do not feel the effect of the radioactive rays that emanate from his person. When even a stone lying in water gets the cooling effect of water, there's no reason why a person, however ignorant he may be, should not get intoxicated in the presence of a divine being. He will surely breathe the exhilarating fragrance of the Satguru, provided his mind is blank, that is, free from worldly preoccupations. A living master is Word made flesh, and the atmosphere around him is highly charged with spiritual vibrations, with the result that one begins to feel their effect and experience blissful calm within. Once one tastes this, one grows indifferent to all the pleasures of the world. After all, there must be some specific spiritual gain in the company of a saint that all the scriptures of the world have spoken so highly of the value of the satsang and its necessity for progress on the spiritual path. But a guru must be a perfect guru and not a half-prophet laying claim to the whole truth. It's not a matter of acting or posing, but one of revelation of the life principle within. The bitter experience of fake masters compel the people to disown even the greatness of real teachers, and they prefer scriptures to direct experience. Once bitten, twice shy. But without the aid of a really perfect master, there is no way out for a soul to escape from the shackles of mind and matter in order to enter into the spiritual realms beyond, to regain the kingdom of God now, and to enjoy life eternal. Love of and obedience to such a master unlocks the portals of heaven, and the soul is led by the ever-loving spouse and the radiant Gurudev safely from plane to plane and becomes eternally united with Satguru, Satnam or Satpurush, the true one. And again, lines from the hymn. And I apologize, this talk has had Master commenting on a number of hymns of different masters, and I don't remember from last time which. I believe this is from a hymn of Maulana Rumi. But anyway, this master says in this hymn, as the water of a river, in spite of the enclosing banks, remains water, so does the power of God manifest at a human pole as truth itself. Guru and Satguru are but synonymous terms, being just two phases of the reality. Outwardly, he is a guru for imparting the spiritual instructions to the disciples, but inwardly he is a Satguru, for in him is working manifestly the power of Sat, or truth. He is, in brief, Word made flesh, and dwells among us for revealing to man the lifelines within each individual. Guru Nanak says, O Lalo, I speak nothing on my own, I open my mouth only at his bidding. A guru is one who has become the mouthpiece of God. The devotion to the Guru, then, is the first stage in spirituality, and it consists in implicit acceptance of his commandments. If ye love me, follow my commandments, was the exhortation of Christ to his followers. When you come across a real guru, forget everything else and listen attentively to what he says. And even if you do not fully understand his language, it does not matter much. His radiation will, of itself, have a soothing effect on you. His magnetic rays have an unimaginably long range. If you sit quietly and listen, it will be to your benefit. Try to live up to what you hear. Your life will take a change for the better. The sage Lukman used to say, "When you go to a saint, sit quietly before him and listen to what he says. Listen attentively to what he says on his own." But do we do so? We keep either talking with others or interrupting the saint by useless questions, with the result that we return empty-handed. Today we are celebrating the birth anniversary of Hazur Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj. It would therefore be a fitting tribute to his memory if you resolve to make your life a continuous saga of love and service. Love of the Lord and service of his creation. As you have not yet come face to face with God, then, for the time being, try to develop love for one in whom the power of God is working for the good of humanity. The first step in this direction is to do what he directs you to do. And a quote, "There is no difference between the Satguru and his words." We must learn to believe and have faith in what he says. Now we are sitting in the sweet remembrance of Hazur, and it will be a great day for us if we resolve to turn over a new leaf in our lives. For this purpose, we must maintain a spiritual diary. It will enable us to introspect. At present, we are unable to see the foibles lying hidden in the depths of our minds. But when you try to plumb the unconscious, you will gradually be able to see them on the surface, at first in trickles and then in torrents. A quote, "O mind, learn to love the Lord and love him yet more." This is what Kabir has said. In the same vein, we have the words of Jesus, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and all thy strength." And again, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Asked as to what should be the Christian attitude toward wrongdoers, he declared, "Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father in heaven. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." This, then, constitutes the love in the teachings of all the great sages from time immemorial, and it shall eternally remain the same. They all exhort us to mold our lives on these lines. Courtesy does not cost you anything. All the time we are malevolently concerned with what others say and do. The world would be much better if we could stop involving ourselves in the sayings and doings of others. Again, we do not confine our mistakes to ourselves, but all the time busily sprinkle folly among our neighbors, with the result that we get from them a hundredfold in return. What good does it bring, after all? On a day like this, I repeat with all the emphasis at my command that Hazur was a veritable ocean of love. And we should and must, if we love him, learn afresh our lesson in love by following in his footsteps, by diligently working at the spiritual practices that he gave out for our uplift. By withdrawing himself from the physical plane, he has not forsaken us, for his godly power in its full radiance still sustains within, and he is, more keenly than ever before, waiting at the focus of our being to help and guide us. God is not sitting on some throne in heaven. He is enthroned in the heart of each one of us. We must, therefore, learn to love and serve our fellow beings in distress and suffering. God himself has declared, "I love him who loves my created beings." This is the great lesson that Hazur taught us in the first instance. And if we put it into practice in our everyday life, his grace shall most surely descend and help us in our spiritual progress. Let us see what Kabir says. Poor Kabir, from his lifelong experience, cannot help reflecting again and again, self-effacement is the only way that will take you to God and to your eternal home in heaven. Kabir says that the only way to salvation lies through love. It is by love that you rise and become selfless. Without transcendence of the self, the ego in us, the light of God does not dawn. When you are charged with love, love of God and man, you cross over from the stage of duality to oneness. How can we get to the fount of divine love? Love can be imbibed from the love-laden heart of some God-inspired soul. In a few words, Kabir has provided us with the master key that unlocks the doors of heaven. Find out a God-man and learn from him the secret of love. Try to understand what he says and then diligently practice his teachings. He commands you to be chaste and clean in thought, word, and deed, and to cultivate love for all that exists by the love of God. As God is not separate from his creation, you will see the Spirit of God enlivening the entire universe. You will not then feel isolated from the world. Your little self, now cramped within the human mind, will expand and become universalized and embrace the totality of all beings. This is the secret of success on God's path. There's no other shortcut to it. Try to be true to your own self, and then you will not be untrue to anyone. Alongside, do bhajan and simran. Sit in the sweet remembrance of the Lord with rapt attention. Make it a point to give daily nourishment to the soul as you do to the body. This is the love of which Kabir has given us a description in a few words. Mere lip service and acrobatic feats will not do. I would explain my point by means of a parable of two gardeners. A king had a fine orchard, which was entrusted to the care of two gardeners. One of them was hardworking and would silently go about his job tending to the trees and flowers with due care and attention, keeping them in proper trim. The other was lazy, but had a glib tongue and strong lungs. Whenever the king would visit the garden, the former would just pick up a few flowers and humbly present them to his royal master. While the other, who did nothing but jump about, would jump about and dance before the master and sing of the master's virtues and deportment and beautiful clothes. Now, whom would the king like? You can give the answer yourself. Certainly, the one who applied himself to his work diligently and honestly without making any fuss. Similarly, the all-knowing master looks to your innermost intentions, your sincerity of purpose, and the honest efforts you make in following his commandments, and bestows on you the gift of his spiritual wealth according to your merits. Kabir concludes his hymn with the following memorable words: "He who gives precedence to the Guru over everything else and religiously follows his teachings. O Kabir, such a person has nothing to fear in all the three regions." There are three mind zones or mental regions in which the embodied soul moves up and down in the giant wheel of life, propelled by the compulsive karmic force: physical, the subtle, and the causal, with no easy way of escape therefrom. Kabir tells us of a way out through the kindly grace of some master soul that can lead a jiva unscathed from these into the beyond, the purely spiritual realm. Sach Khand, or Mukam Ihak of the Muslims, the Garden of Eden, New Jerusalem of the Christians. The Master is the greatest gift of God to mankind. Hazur used to tell us that we refrain from any evil act in the presence of a child of even 5 years. But, strange as it may seem, we have not even as much regard for the King of Kings, the all-knowing Master, who knows even the innermost latencies of our mind. We shamelessly indulge in things which no sane person would do, in the false belief that no one is looking at us. We must at all times remember that the Master, in his subtle form, is ever with us and watching all our deeds. Be careful to avoid misdeeds and misdemeanors at all costs. And last but not the least, we should in no wise transgress the limitations imposed by him and pledge on this blessed day positively to follow his instructions with a rededicated zeal. Please make a careful note of all these things so that you may live in peace and be really blessed. And that concludes that satsang. And our second reading is a question and answer session from this is in Rajasthan in November of 1982. So a disciple asks, "I want to ask the Master if all the souls were created equal, or if there are some souls who are different, for example, like Kal." And Sanchi replies, "All the souls have the same element in them. They are all the essence of the Almighty Lord. The origin of every soul is Sach Khand, and all the souls have separated from the Lord and are entangled in this world of Maya." And a question: "Master, is it only due to good karma that one can transcend, or is it enough for the disciple to leave all the worldly attachments in this world?" Sanchi: Karmas cannot liberate us, whether we do good karmas or bad karmas. If we do good karmas, we may come back into this world in a better position. If in one life we are poor but we have done good karmas, in the next lifetime we can come as a rich person. If we were living in a hut in our previous life but we have done good karmas, we may come back as a king in this lifetime. But we can never get liberation just by doing karmas. If we do bad karmas, hell and the cycle of 84 lakhs, births and deaths, is ready for us. And a question. Master, why have our souls been separated from Satchkhand? Sanchi, the best answer to this is, if you go within and ask this question there, that will be best. Swamiji Maharaj has lovingly answered this question in his writing. He says that Satpurush told the souls, I have created the negative power knowingly. If the negative power had not been created, it would have been very difficult to keep the souls in control. But when the souls, after getting separated from Almighty Lord, suffer in the realm of negative power, and when they call for help from Satpurush, Satpurush comes in the form of the saints and Mahatmas and tells the souls to come back home. After that, when the souls say, well, what is the guarantee that once we are liberated from the clutches of Kal, that you won't give us back to him? Then Satpurush replies, no. It came in the will of the Lord that the souls were to be given to the negative power only once. The soul who will be brought back home will not be given back to Kal. I would like to advise you lovingly that since Anurag Sagar, the Ocean of Love, the book written by Kabir, has been published in English, you should read that. In that book, the differences between negative and positive power are explained, and it gives information on the various inner planes. Those who know English should read that book to the other people who don't know English. And when you do the satsang, the group leader should read some parts of it in the satsang. And another question. Sanchi, when one pays off all his karmas, then he dies? And Sanchi laughs. We have three kinds of karma. One is kriyaman, or the present karma. The second is sanchit, or stored karma. And third is the pralabdha, or fate karma. Our soul is in this body because of our fate karma, and we get whatever we get in this lifetime according to our fate karma. Kriyaman are the karmas which we do in this life, in the present time. And sanchit are those stored karmas which we did not pay off in our previous life. Ever since we were separated from Almighty Lord, we have been creating karmas, and all the karmas which we did not pay off in the previous lives are stored in the Brahm. So if somehow, in any life, we pay off all the karma, then what negative power does is he gives us another birth because of the reaction of our sanchit karmas. Then again we do the kriyaman karmas, and it goes on and on. So the cycle of karmas never comes to an end, except by doing the meditation of Shabad Nam. Suppose there's a farmer who grows some grain in his field. After 6 months, when he has a good crop, he brings a lot of grain to his home. From the grains which he has produced, some of them are consumed by his family, And using some grain again, he grows more grain. And after some time, he brings back to his home a lot more grain. Sometimes, because of the shortage of rain or other causes, he's not able to produce any grain. Sometimes, because of the shortage of rain or other causes, if he is not able to produce any grain or crop, what does he do? He produces more grains, using the stored grains. Suppose if he had sold the grain and he has kept the money in the bank, he will take the money out of the bank and buy some grain, which he will plant and grow more grain. So he's never left without any grain. In the same way, we are never left without any karma to pay off. Suppose if somehow in any lifetime we are able to square off all the pralabdha karmas, then the negative power takes out some of our karmas from the sanchit karmas and gives us another birth, in which we develop more karma and the cycle of karma starts again. The snare of the cycle of karma is so complicated that nobody can become free of the karmas if he is not doing the devotion of Shabad Nam. The stock of the sanchit karmas, even of the incarnates, never comes to an end. They also are incarnated in this world over and over again, only because of their sanchit karmas. When the perfect Satguru gives us initiation, he tells us to be very careful about creating kriyaman karmas. He does not touch our pralab or fate karmas, but he finishes off all our sanchit karmas. He even helps us in suffering our fate karmas. That is why Swamiji Maharaj says that if you want to finish your stored karmas, take refuge in the perfect master. And a question. At what moment does the soul incarnate in the body? Does it come into the body at the moment of birth or when it is conceived? Sanchi laughs again. It will need a lot of explanation to explain this thing very carefully to you, but I will try to explain it to you briefly. Ever since the body starts being created, the soul has already entered it. If the soul would enter the body only at the time of its birth, then there should be no activity, no motion going on in the womb of the mother. You know that many times, before the time is over, the baby moves a lot in the womb. And sometimes, if unfortunately the baby dies in the womb, that motion or activity comes to an end. A question. What is the difference between the free will of a person who is initiated and one who isn't? Sanchi. Satsangis should give up their free will, and they should always live in the will of the master. Because the non-satsangi is always living in his own will, so if the satsangis also live in their own will, then tell me, what's the difference between the satsangi and the non-satsangi? You know that when I went on tour, in every country, I said only this: I have no free will. I have no mission of my own. I have come to you only in the will of my master. I have no message of my own. I am bringing the message of my master. Only he who gives up his will and absorbs in the master's will can be called a true satsangi. And a question. Master, when we do the meditation, we must be centered in the eye center. And which is the best way to do that? Sanchi. When I make you sit for meditation, I always say that you should make your mind quiet. I even told you what was the meaning of making the mind quiet. Making the mind quiet means that you should not have any thought in your mind except the repetition of the five words. And your attention should always be at the eye center. Even when you're not meditating, you should have the awareness. Your attention should be at the eye center. We have a deep connection with this place, since it is the seat of the mind. Questioner: Master, yesterday you were saying that only the saints and Mahatmas are in connection with God when they transcend. But we haven't transcended, and yet we're able to see God. We're seeing Him now. Sanchi: I'm very glad to know that. Also, I said yesterday that there's no difference between the Master and Almighty God. Kabir has said, "Our Beloved is very humble. Even though He is the Almighty One, He never calls Himself as a saint." And Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, "Almighty God Himself has taken the form of sadhu." And our tape, we began last week. This is a talk that Sanchi gave in Rajasthan in Group 7 of 1986.
काफी प्रेमी बैठे हैं जेड़े जैमनी मुनि नो वध पढ़े लिखे हैं और मन दे खेल रोज ही देखदे हैं कि किस तरह मन जद आप दी सीख दंदा है पढ़ पढ़ाई असी पासे रख देने हैं दो कदम ते बंदा खड़ा दिसदा नहीं पशुओं नो वध हरकत करा लेंदा है.
We know that over here there are many dear ones who may be more learned than Jaimini Muni, but when the mind attacks them, then all the knowledge, all the learning they have had, they put that aside and they do not even see the person who is standing 2 feet from them. And whatever mind wants them to do, they do that. And in whatever way the mind makes them dance, they dance.
So, Sant Mahatma, do prakar da naam dasde hai, ek varnatmaka, ek dhunatmaka. Varnatmaka ਨਾਮ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਜਾਏ ਪੜਿਆ ਜਾਏ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਜਾਏ ਉਹ ਹਰ ਜਵਾਨ ਦਾ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਹੈ ਵਰਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਹੀ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਘਾਟ ਤੋਂ ਉਪਰੀ ਆ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਧੁਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮੁਕਤੀਦਾਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਮੰਡਲ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਰ ਕਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Saints tell us about two kinds of naam. One is Varnatmak naam, other is Dhunatmak naam. Varnatmak naam can be written or spoken in any way, in any language. And by doing the repetition of the Varnatmak naam, we can only vacate the 9 openings. And only we can only rise above the mind and the matter. But the Dhunatmak naam is the one which is the giver of liberation, and only by doing the devotion of the Dhunatmak Naam can we achieve the liberation.
Varnatmak Naam vi Mahatma char kisam da dasde hai. Pra hai, Psanti hai, Madma hai, Dekhri hai. Ek oh hai ki jo asi kanth de vich holi holi bolde hai. Ek apan jis tarah baith ke ek dooje nu jawan de jirge samjha rahe hai. Ek yogi jan ਹਿਰਦੇ ਤੋਂ ਹਲਾਰ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹਦਾ ਵੀ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣਾ ਕੋਰਸ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਲਿਖਣ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਬੋਲਣ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਨ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ 4 ਕਾਈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਵਰਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮਸ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਪਰਾ ਵਸੰਤੀ ਮਦਮਾ ਐਂਡ ਬੈਕਰੀ ਵਨ ਇਸ ਦ ਵਨ ਵਿਚ ਪੀਪਲ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਦੈਰ ਥਰੋਟ ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ spoken with the tongue, like we are talking now. And the other kind of the Varnatmak Naam is the one which the yogis create or with the, which the yogis repeat, they create some kind of current from the heart. They say that even these four different kinds of the varnatmak naams, naam can be written or spoken.
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਾਫੀ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ 'ਚ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 40 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਯੋਗੀ ਜਾਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਰਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ 'ਚ ਨਾ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਇਜਾਜ਼ਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਠੰਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਨਾਲ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਬਰ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਕੰਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੀ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਾਮਯਾਬੀ ਨਹੀਂ
ਆਫਨ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਗੋਟ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ About 40 years ago in India, you could find many great yogis and the sadhus, those who used to do the repetition of the Varnatmak Naams very sincerely. And since I was also looking for the way of doing the devotion of Lord, and I was also very sincere in my search, and I met many sadhus, many yogis who were doing the repetition of the Varnatmak Naam. Wherever I went, whatever knowledge they had, they gave that to me, and it has been my habit that neither I criticized anyone nor I allow anyone to criticize, because I do not believe in the criticism. So wherever I went and whatever they had, whatever knowledge they had, they gave me that. And in those days also there were many yogis, those who used to do the repetition of the Varnatmak Naam very sincerely.
ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਨ ਵਡਿਆਈਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸਾ ਦਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ
ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਰੈਪੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਮੈਨੀ ਸੁਪਰ ਨੈਚੁਰਲ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਇਨਵੋਲਵ ਅਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਫੇਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ
ਦੋਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਉਹ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਿਚਲੇ ਸਭ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਕਤ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੋਈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਧੁਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ
ਧੁਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਇਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਸ ਇਮੈਨੇਟਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਸਟਰੈਂਥ ਔਰ ਪਾਵਰ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਲੋਅਰ ਪਲੇਨਸ ਇਸ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਇਸ ਸਾਊਂਡਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਅਵਰ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ
ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੇਣ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ
ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਦੇਅਰ ਓਨ ਸੈਲਫਸ ਦੇ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਦੇ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਦ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ ਸਾਊਂਡ
ਇਹੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਜਦ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਹੈ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿਚ ਦੇਹ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਚਕਾਰ ਆ ਕੇ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦ ਸੇਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਟੇਕਸ ਅਪ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਕਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਵਸ ਅਮੋਂਗ ਅਸ
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਕਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਪਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆਉਣਾ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਆ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਜਾਰੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਫਾਰ ਦੋਸ ਫਾਰ ਹੂਮ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਆਰਡਰਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਮ
ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਧੁਨ ਆਵੇ ਜੋ ਗਗਨ ਕੀ ਸੋ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਰਦੇਵ
Paltu Sahib had said that the sound which is coming from the Gagan, from above, he is my Gurudev.
Jad Guru Nanak di gosht siddha de naal hoi, Gorakh, Parthri, Gopi Chand vagaira de naal, odo unna ne puchhya, tera kaun guru hai, tu kida chela hai, o kehn lage shabd guru surt tun chela, meri atma, mera guru shabd hai, meri atma usdi chela hai.
When Guru Nanak Sahib had the meeting with the yogis like Gorakhnath and Bhartri, they asked him that who is your master? He replied that the Shabad is my master and my soul is his disciple.
Sare santan ne is di tareef kiti hai varnatmak naam jitne vi assi japde hain Allah hai Vaheguru hai Ram hai Rahim hai Keso hai God hai ਇਹ ਸਭ ਉਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ। ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਰੱਖੇ, ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਰੱਖੇ, ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਏ। ਪਹਿਲੇ ਨਾਮ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੁੱਲਦੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਵੇਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਹੋਰ ਨਾਮ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ। ਪਤਾ ਨੀ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਕੁ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਹੋਰ ਆਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਰੱਖਣੇ ਹੈ।
ਆਲ ਦਾ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਹੈਵ ਗਲੋਰੀਫਾਈਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਨੇਮਸ। ਵਰਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਦਾ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਟਿਵ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਵਨ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਗੋਡ ਬਾਈ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਗੋਡ, ਰਾਮ, ਅੱਲਾ, ਰਹੀਮ, ਕੇਸ਼ਵ। All these are the descriptive name of God, names of God, and Mahatmas, whenever they come in the love for God, they always call Him with one or the other name. We do not know that how many more Mahatmas are going to come in this world and with how many more names they are going to remember and call Almighty Lord.
Lekin Maharaj Savan Singh badi sohni misal de ke kehnde hunde si ke agar koi session judge hai tusi ਉਹ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਆਪਦਾ ਮਿਸਲ ਦਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕਰਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਘਰੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਲਈ ਜਾਓ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਧੂਪ ਦਿਖਾ ਲਓ, ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਨਾਲ ਲਈ ਜਾਓ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੇਗਾ, ਮਿਸਲ ਦਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੇਗਾ, ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਉਸ ਜੱਜ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਗੇ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕਰ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਵਰਨਾਤਮਕ ਨਾਮ ਜਪੀ ਜਾਈਏ, ਅੱਲਾ, ਰਾਮ, ਰਹੀਮ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਲਾ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਰਾਮ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਦਿਸ। ਹੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਯੋਰ ਡਿਸਪਿਊਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਸੈਟਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਸਮ ਸੈਸ਼ਨ ਜੱਜ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਸੈਸ਼ਨ ਜੱਜ ਪਰਸਨਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਯੋਰ ਡਿਸਪਿਊਟ, if you just sit in your home and go on burning incense in front of the picture of that session judge or go on requesting to him, he is not going to appear there, he is not going to come there to settle your dispute. Unless you go to him and see him personally and talk to him about your problem, he cannot help you. No matter how much lovingly and how much devotedly you may burn the incense or you may go on requesting in front of his picture, in the same way, no matter with how much love and devotion you may remember God by repeating the descriptive or the varnatmak naam of Lord, but that will not be of any use. You have to go within and you have to get in touch, you have to contact that power which is being described by this descriptive names of Lord. You have to go and see that what is the power which is called Allah, Ram or Rahim.
Aap dekhe Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj da shabd rakhya janda hai chota ja, aap bade pyar na kehnde hai 27 ਸਿਮਰਤੀਆਂ, 4 ਵੇਦ, ਹੋਰ ਧਰਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ, ਪੋਥੀਆਂ, ਸਭ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਦੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਅਪਾਰ ਜਿਸ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ, ਉਸ ਦਾ ਨਿਵਾਸ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਨਾਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
A brief hymn of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is presented to you. He says that all the 27 Smritis and 4 Vedas and all the other holy scriptures, they all talk and they glorify, they sing the praises of Naam. They also tell us that what is the abode of the Naam, where we can find the Naam. Naam is within the saints. I have often said that those who catch hold of the Master, because Master has created Naam, Master is the abode of Naam, those who catch hold of the Master, those who do according to the instructions of the Master, they not only receive the Naam, but they also receive and realize the one within whom Naam is manifested.
ਸਾਡੇ ਚ ਕੀ ਕਮੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਗੇ? ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਿਆਂ ਤਜਰਬਿਆਂ ਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਸ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਆਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾਈ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਗਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ?
ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਫਾਲਟ, ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ? ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਕੌਨਫੀਡੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਸੈਲਫ, ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਪਾਵਰ, ਬਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਕੌਨਫੀਡੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਡੋ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਪਾਵਰ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਡੋ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ that much love for the Master, when we do not have enough love for the Master, when we do not have enough faith in the Master, how can we become successful?
Swami Ji Maharaj kende hai, Gur Bhakti bin Shabd mein pachte, so vi manak murkh jaan, Shabd khullega Guru meher se, khenche surt Guru balwan.
Swami Ji Maharaj says that those who, without doing the devotion of the Master, those who try to get absorbed in the Shabad, understand those human beings as the foolish ones, because the Shabad will get open only with the grace of the Master, and the mighty Master is the one who will pull your soul up.
Main dasda hunna hai ke parampita kripalna kafi meriyan gallan khulliyan prem pyar diyan hundiyan san oh kafi mauka unhan ne ditta. ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਬੰਦੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀ ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਰੱਬ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਮੰਨਣਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਨਤੀਜਾ ਸਭ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਮੰਨ ਲਿਆ ਤੋ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਸਮਝ ਆ ਗਈ.
I have often said that I got many opportunities to talk with Supreme Father Kripal. I used to have very open talks with him. Once in front of many other dear ones, I had told him that I do not believe in any Vaheguru, I do not believe in any God, I do not believe in any other thing. I believe only in you, and whatever you will tell me, I will do that, and whatever you will give me, I'll be content with that. The result is in front of all of you. If I understood the Master, if I did what he told me to do, then everything is with me. He made me successful.
So,
and our closing bhajan is Sanchi's bhajan, Merde Datta Ji Suno Benati, page 187. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. I make this request. Listen to my prayers. Listen to my prayers. May I not forget you ever. Take me to the shore, O giver. Take me to the shore. This honorless soul does not listen to the bani. She does not listen to the bani. She has become homeless. She is in your shelter. O giver, she is in your shelter. The negative power has laid the traps. He has laid the traps. The heart is terrified. Without you, who can remove the pain? O giver, without you, who can remove the pain? Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, Kripalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. Servant Ajab says, O giver, the servant Ajab prays, O giver, the servant Ajab prays. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea.
Mera Datta Ji Suno Benati, Mera Datta Ji Suno Benati, Karo Mana Jura Suna Ke Benati, Karo mana jura suna ke benati. Mere Datta Ji suno benati. Mere Datta Ji suno benati. Karo mana jura suna ke benati. Karo mana jura suna ke benati. ਆਰ ਜਾਗੁ ਜਾਰ ਸੁਨ ਲੋ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਸੁਨ ਲੋ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਖਾਦਿ ਨਾ ਵਿਸਾਰ ਆਰ ਜਾਗੁ ਜਾਰ ਸੁਨ ਲੋ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਸੁਨ ਲੋ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਖਾਦਿ ਨਾ ਵਿਸਾਰ ਲਾਵੋ ਪਾਰ ਕਿਨਾਰੇ ਦਤ ਲਾਵੋ ਪਾਰ ਕਿਨਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੁਨੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੁਨੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰੋ ਮਨ ਜੂੜ ਸੁਨ ਕੇ ਹੈ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰੋ ਮਨ ਜੂੜ ਸੁਨ ਕੇ ਹੈ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਆਤਮਾਨਿ ਮਾਨਿ ਸੁਨ ਦੀਨਾ ਬਾਨਿ ਸੁਨ ਦੀਨਾ ਬਾਨਿ ਹੋਇ ਹੈ ਨਿਤਾਨਿ ਆਤਮਾਨਿ ਮਾਨਿ ਸੁਨ ਦੀਨਾ ਬਾਨਿ ਸੁਨ ਦੀਨਾ ਬਾਨਿ ਹੋਇ ਹੈ ਨਿਤਾਨਿ ਹੋ ਗਾਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਹਾਰੇ ਦਤ ਹੋ ਗਾਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਹਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੁਨੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੁਨੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰੋ ਮਨ ਜੂਰ ਸੁਨ ਕੇ ਹੈ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰੋ ਮਨ ਜੂੜ ਸੁਨ ਕੇ ਹੈ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਾਲ ਪਾਵਰਨੇ ਜਾਲ ਵਿਚਾਏ ਜਾਲ ਵਿਚਾਏ ਦਿਲ ਗਬਰਾਏ ਕਾਲ ਪਾਵਰਨੇ ਜਾਲ ਵਿਚਾਏ ਜਾਲ ਵਿਚਾਏ ਦਿਲ ਗਬਰਾਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨ ਦੁੱਖ ਕੌਣ ਤਾਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨ ਦੁੱਖ ਕੌਣ ਤਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੁਨੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੁਨੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰੋ ਮਨ ਜੂਰ ਸੁਨ ਕੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰੋ ਮਨ ਜੂਰ ਸੁਨ ਕੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੋਏ ਖੇਦੇ ਆਲ ਹਾਲ ਸੁਨੋ ਕਿਰੇ ਪਾਲ ਜੀ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਖੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਦੇਵੋ ਕਰੋ ਮਾਲੋ ਮਾਲੋ ਜੀ ਹੋ we kede Allah Allah suno kire palaji namade ke jane devo karo malo maloji dasa jai bapu kare Data dasa ajaye bapukare Mere data ji suno benati Mere data ji suno benati Karo mana jura suna ke benati Karo mana jura suna ke benati
Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, Kirpalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. Servant Ajab, praise, O giver. Servant Ajab, praise. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. May God bless us all.